Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy New Year from all of us at Daily Hi. Joe's got fireworks going off. What's up, everybody? It is me, Chana D, and Mr. Joe Intel.
That's me.
That's right. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, man.
I didn't get to talk to you today.
Why? Is there something new that I don't know about?
Just regular awesome Monday. I mean,
how'd your DJing go?
Oh man, it was great, dude. I had so much fun. I played a lot of bangers, and my cousin was there. Dishy was there. She sent me a video. She went out to Torrance. She's like, yeah, I just want to. She stayed like maybe 20 minutes after I finished, and then she took off to go do whatever New Year's shenanigans the kids are into these days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So are you sick at all?
No, I
from the holidays, no.
You didn't get the
holiday spirit.
It's holiday spirit. I don't even know what that means, dude. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. Everybody's getting sick.
Oh, that's no good. Sick.
We're trying not to get sick, but you know.
It happens.
Too many people. Just too many people. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Well, the joke is that I don't know dates, so happy 2022. Woo! Yeah, we're out today. You know, Angelo's birthday's tomorrow or sometime this week. Sometime. So yeah, we're doing our thing. What's everybody else up to? What'd you guys do?
And what's up, chat? What'd you guys do? We've got Jason. We got Josh.
We got messing around with Derek Live Bass Control. Hi, Darla. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Marv, what up, Marv? Happy New Year. Wendell. What is up? Victor Boyd. Yeah. Junior OG. Michael in the house. And Poncho. What's up, buddy? Angela, of course. Yeah.
So, what's new in the news? What's new? Anything new? I think a lot of stuff happened. How about the Apple Watch thing?
What Apple Watch thing? What do you mean?
They weren't allowed to sell Apple Watches for a while because Massimo, owner of Sound United, has been suing Apple for a while about the pulse oximeter on the Apple Watch. So they ruled that they're not allowed to sell Apple Watches, but they went back on for a little bit. I mean, it's going to be tough because Massimo's a, you know, billion-dollar company, I think, with a B. But they're up against, like, the biggest company in the world. So
Apple, yeah.
Rough. That's a rough one. But, hey, maybe that's why. Remember, at first, we're wondering, like, why are they purchasing United? What does this have to do with Denon and Marantz?
Yeah,
What do medical devices have to do with Denon and Marantz? But I guess maybe they wanted the distribution channels. I don't know how that stuff goes, but I think the more that you can say that you're losing out because they're selling something that is your patent, that more money you can make. So I don't know. Maybe that's the play.
I'm not sure. Just give me a second. I need to plug my camera into power here.
Mm-hmm. And then people, I saw a comment saying that, like, how come we're not looking at the camera here? Because the camera's here, and the screen is here, and the chat is down here. So if we're looking at different places, because we have to manage all this stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What information's here? If I just look here the whole time, you feel connected?
I don't know, because I got to look over there.
I know.
My screen is over there. It's a big TV, and then the camera's here, and then I got chat on the right.
Yeah, I used to have it so that this was I have a teleprompter type of deal where I have a tablet so I could like look here. But then people were like, are you okay? You look weird. You look like weird because you guys will be talking and I'll just be watching you guys here. Right.
Yeah.
And it looks like I'm like weird anyway.
No heads up display, Chris. Although I'm very excited to go to CES. So that's next Sunday. When you're OG, what timing? What timing, John? Are you going to CES? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to go and hang out with all of the TV people, like Caleb Dennison from Digital Trends, Be the Installer, FOMO, Brian from Brian's Tech Therapy, otherwise known as Whisperer Status.
Status.
Yeah, Whisperer. 70-something.
White background, Whisperer Status.
Yes. But yeah. I'm actually very excited about that because we get to see all the new TVs, and there's some really other, there wasn't a whole lot of audio at CES last year, but I'm also kind of like figuring out that maybe I don't want to just check out the audio stuff. Like, dude, I got emails, because I'm on the press thing for, right? I'm sure you are too. They got this new haptic vest thing for like VR. Oh, I want to try it. They got gloves and they got everything.
Look at Paul starting stuff already. Don't forget to color correct the videos, bro. If your color's off, I'm gonna clown on you.
Well, of course.
Put it on auto.
Because it's gonna be a mixed lighting situation for sure. On the trade show floor. The other cool part is I got to remember to bring the SP16s. So SP15. Okay. I thought I gave it an upgrade.
You got the newer version.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to bring the SP.
The binaurals.
15 binaural microphones and then do like a walkthrough so you guys can see and hear everything at the LG booth or the Samsung booth or something like that.
This is gonna sound like hello, just people talking.
Maybe something like a cocktail party, unless Brandon. I'll be with my brother, so if he's talking, pick that up. Mm-hmm. Or Brandon, we're walking, and who knows what will happen? Who knows? It's Vegas. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. Crazy, but yeah, I'm pretty excited
about the thing after CES because I'm not going to be at CES, so who cares?
Yeah,
I'm not there.
Yeah, do you guys know what NAM stands for? Do you know what NAM stands for?
I don't even know.
You don't even know.
North America Music.
Okay, what's the other M? You're almost there.
Those are all guesses. Music. What's the last M?
National, I think it's National Association of Music Merchants.
Music Merchants. Yeah, so we'll be there. Thank you, Chana. We'll be there. Spatial Group will be there.
Yeah. So this is if you guys don't know what NAM is, this is where they show all the new gear for any kind of music related. Anything live performance, like brass, they got a huge brass section, brass and like orchestral music and all this kind of stuff, and all these new synthesizers and cool stuff that I would like, check out and want to have in my studio. But there's what's on the rise, Joe. Do you know what's been on the rise? There's something by a company called Dolby, and it's been on the rise for quite some time.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a noise reduction, Dolby noise reduction for tapes, cassettes.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was there.
That's not it? Something newer?
Something a little bit newer. Yeah, of course, I'm talking about Dolby Atmos. There are a lot of new software that's coming out for the creation of Dolby Atmos or spatial audio. Last NAM, there was a huge, spatial audio was like, I don't want to say catchphrase, but it was like, the phrase of the show. So there's just going to be more and more and more software coming out that's going to help myself and Joe create Atmos.
I think it's funny because a lot of the guys who have been in the industry for a long time, like they don't like it. They feel like it's being forced upon them to use Atmos, and they're like, we know how to mix in stereo. Our setup is here is meant for a stereo, and maybe a multi-channel setup, but not. They don't want to have to use Atmos. So there's a lot of pushback I've noticed from like the music content creators. I saw a bunch like you know, saying, you know, complaining about Atmos in general. I mean, for us, I'm fine with it. We have our spatial toolkit, so it's useful to us, and we've been making more stuff lately.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I got a video coming out. I might make it a premiere.
The one with the church bells? Like,
No, not that video. Mid bass maestro, who actually his picture is our toolkit.
Sweet.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, oh wow. I didn't see that.
Handwritten note. See that Techno Dan on there. All right. Make my girlfriend Destiny and daughter Natalie watch on the pod. Hi, Natalie and Destiny. How are you guys?
Yeah. So we have to be extra entertaining right now. What can we say?
I'm so tired.
What can we talk about?
Yeah.
I don't know how to be entertaining, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're pretty entertaining. I think.
Appreciate it. Being me, man.
You know, everybody was talking about Rebel Moon. You go into a Facebook group, Dolby Atmos Facebook group, whatever Facebook group, they're always like, oh, you know, hey, Daniel, Happy New Year, buddy.
Rant time.
See you. No, it's not a rant.
Oh, okay. Darn. I was waiting for a rant. People like the rants, I think.
Somebody just commented, I love the rant. I was like, okay.
The second rant. So how'd you like it? Like, I heard the Atmos was awesome on it.
So this is the problem. Okay, everybody's saying the Atmos is awesome. The Atmos is awesome. There's no Atmos. Literally no Atmos. And a lot of missed opportunities for some good Atmos. Particularly, you know, there's a scene when they're in the street and it's raining. Like, it's like pouring, right? And yeah, you would at least expect there to be some rain sounds like above you. Nothing. And I don't have the fancy schmancy, the viewer, right? From
who? Yeah.
The Trinov viewer. You know, so I didn't.
What do you have to do is to see.
The secret is I just unplug the speaker from the back of the AVR, the ear level ones. You know, I just took the negative pole out. Boop, 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 boop. You know, that's on banana plugs, fairly easy. And then, dude, I'm sitting there like answering emails and watching, or not really watching. And all of a sudden, like 20 minutes goes by. I'm like, wait, am I still watching this movie? Like, what's that? Like, it's completely silent. Other than the LFE. So I had the LFE and the four height speakers on. Barely anything. They used the crap out of that LFE, though. The LFE is great. So if you want some bass heavy movie scene. I mean, the movie's kind of weird. It's like there's mishmash between Star Wars and A Bug's Life. I don't know.
What's up? Like, you just showed me a scene, that scene that you're talking about with the rain, and it was just some weird dude, like, like, you know, it's like, it all weird. The acting didn't look good. It just, so, and like, they're supposed to say the same name at the same time.
Yeah.
It was Leviticus.
It was a weird scene. I know Angela was like, what is happening in this movie? I could hear her in the background. But anyway, so what I did was I went in and I got the stereo master, right? The stereo file. Mm-hmm. And I actually did that same scene in two ways. I don't know. So no, three ways. So first is just the voices, right? So I stripped everything down and all you hear is the voices. And then the second one is voices. And then I added rain and thunder sounds for the height channel specifically. And then there's the stereo master and the vocals. That's right. And then at the very end, you get the stereo master, the vocals, which are on the center channel. The stereo master is in the front, left and right. Yeah, that thing. Yeah. Look at that.
What is
you guys getting captured, dude? He's getting captured.
What is happening over here? So yeah. You did voices, and then you did your rain effects.
Rain and thunder in the front and rear heights.
Okay.
Not in the bed layer, and then on the last, and then you can hear.
And then this one?
This one, you can just hear the voices, them talking, the dialogue, mm-hmm. and then the stereo master. So you hear all the other stuff happening. Like, there's rain sounds, and this guy getting carted off. if that's what you want to call it. And then the last one is all of them together. And, you know, I sent it to Elin. I sent it to you. I sent it to Elin. And Elin was like, you added that rain and the thunder in the high channels? He's like, that was seamless. I couldn't have, you know.
Was it hard? Did that take you a long time to do?
That took me like 30 minutes. It actually took longer for me to figure out how to show everybody. You know, the differences.
You know, the acting, you know how you know the acting's not good is like when they don't show the face when they say the words. They're like, Leviticus.
Leviticus. Yeah.
And then they turn and look, they're not even saying the words.
Yeah.
Because
it
just looks too weird. Anyway, so that's interesting. I kind of did something similar.
Yeah.
It was a challenge because you're like, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm like, oh, all right. Let me try something. So I always make fun of 007, No Time to Die.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene where they're in the staircase and they're like shooting. And it's easy for me because I can just turn off the amps for the ear level speakers. Right. And just leave the one for the heights.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely nothing happening in the heights. So I'm like, what is this? So it's kind of like a little inside joke between Reverend Slim and I'm like, what's up with that? You know?
Yeah.
What's up with that Atmos on this movie? And so I took some time and I did my own effects. Like I actually added my own, you know, gunshot effects and the reflections and all that. And that took me a long time, actually. I thought it was going to take me like an hour, but a lot of the things were just setting up. So now I have a setup, which I can share with you, Chana, where it's just really easy. You can just pop stuff in there and spit out something with actual height effects and actual reflection.
Yeah.
So we're going to post that soon, right? Because you made some Atmos MP4s. Is that what they are? What? Dolby Digital Plus JLC. So basically anything that can play an MP4 with Dolby Digital Plus.
Yeah.
Atmos.
Yeah, like you know, Zepedi Revolution. I think the Roku Ultra. Some people have said the Roku Ultra. If I bought one test, so I got to test it out.
Apple TV, if you can get it on the Shield.
Oh,
Dolby Digital Plus works. You just can't do true HD.
Okay.
Yeah. So that works on pretty much every system. Dolby Digital Plus. If you can throw it on Plex or something, get it onto. Get it to play somehow.
Yeah.
Then what we're going to do is we're going to put binaural versions on our spatial group channel so you can listen with headphones, which is kind of tough to hear a lot of the stuff. It's still, you know, it's only as good as whatever the binaural renderer can do. But we'll link to the one where you can download it and try it out and listen to the differences. But maybe that's kind of like a fun thing we can do from here on out, like find bad mixes and see if we can make them better.
I mean, the hardest part is getting the stems, like getting the files, you know, like look at his face. He's like, oh my gosh, that was so annoying. Yeah.
That's the hard part because we don't have the original stems. So I had to use some AI to extract the soundtrack from the sound effects, and it's not perfect. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So you're left with a compromise, and I don't want somebody to think, like, oh, you guys suck at this. It's like, I don't have the original stems.
Yeah.
I have to extract them. So. Anyway, that should be fun.
Yeah. No.
What do you guys think about that in the chat? Sound like a good idea, like to take movies that aren't too good and try to remix certain scenes? Maybe it'll, like you give us a challenge. You tell us, hey, remix this scene and we'll try it out and see what we could do.
Yeah.
And hopefully make some kind of cool demo material for you too.
Yeah.
So showing people, if you're showing somebody, you know, your system, hey, check out this mix.
Check out this little video by the guys over there at the spatial group.
Yep. So
Van Gool says he likes that idea. Yeah, because you know, it was actually kind of fun. And like, you know, I bought this sound library which has like 500 gigabytes of sound. Oh, there's Joe's video.
The one that I did right here. So I had to do. It's actually a lot. Like sound design wise, I'm impressed with what they did. They just didn't utilize Atmos is the problem, right?
Yeah.
So like when he opens the door here, there's a sound effect of it directly in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Then as it changes to this scene, and he opens the door. Now it's on the door creaking on the right.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's where you're seeing it from the right. There's a lot going on. Like you hear the footsteps going in. You can kind of hear the ambience of the room, footsteps.
And then when they flip the camera, you have to reorientate everything.
Yes.
That's the other problem.
So here it's like you hear all the mist from the whatever these things are.
Yeah.
And then so a grenade drops down here. And the funny thing is, like, it's kind of a weird sound that they use. Like, boop, boop. Like, it sounds a little, like, plasticky.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe I haven't messed with grenades, but I don't think that they're that plasticky. But no, so he throws it up, explosion, and then a bunch of them down. So that's kind of fun to do. So that's basically it. So he walks up here. He shoots at this guy. You know, I mean, and this is the part that's interesting. If you're in this corridor here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you expecting some height, something? If you're really in the situation, you're gonna have all kinds of stuff bouncing off the ceiling, right?
Yeah,
and especially like look what's happening here. So boom, boom, right above you,
mm-hmm.
right up, right there, nothing.
I mean, even the grenade,
look at all this, ding, 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 nothing.
Explosion being up there should have fired off the height channels. Right there, just that alone, right?
I remixed this thing. It took a while, but it should be much faster now that I'm all set up. So now we can complain. Now we can complain about like bad mixes because now we're actually remixing them. There's one thing to complain, and there's another thing to like see if you can actually do it better, right?
Right. I see. Maybe echoes in the height. Exactly. They have You have that, not the direct sound, but the reflected sound, right? That's essentially in that type of environment or space, you're going to have that reverb naturally.
Did I listen to the scene with Oro 3D mixer? Yeah, that was actually when it first came out. That's what I tried. So I tried it in Atmos, nothing happening up there. Tried the Oro 3D up mixer and it, you know, doing the reflections, right? Mm-hmm. So definitely sounded better with the Oro up mixer. But you know what made me realize also 7.1 can sound really good too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you can still get a pretty nice effect, an enjoyable movie experience with just a 7.1 without the height.
That's what we have for years, dude, decades, right?
Yeah. But if you spent time and money and effort to put up the height speakers and you're going to put Atmos on that thing, right? They're going to label it says Atmos. I think it should have some real Atmos in there. So, anyway,
new business possibility like Criterion Edition, but with an audio remix. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're just doing it for fun right now. If they want to reach out to us, and I don't know, we'll leave that for a later date.
Ruben, this is a great question. So now knowing what you know, does it make your movie watching experience worse? I don't think so. As long as the movie's good. Oh, you know what I picked up the other day because Joe was talking about it. Boom, boom, boom. The creator.
Me?
Yeah. You told me about this like a year ago. You're like, hey, you should watch this movie. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't remember? See, look at that. He disguised. But I also did find this amazing 4K bundle of Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and World's End. I've never seen World's End, but if it's anything like the other two, I'm gonna be laughing all the way.
What is this? He says, what's some good object painting Atmos music from 70s to show my mom? Are there good set? I don't know if that it'd have to be remixed Atmos, right?
I mean, Atmos. But in the 70s they only had like 4 or 8 stems. So it would be harder to make that. Oh, Bob Marley. Go check out the Bob Marley, something from Bob Marley, because that's that.
On Apple Music?
On Apple Music, yeah.
I would listen to it. It sounded pretty good. It didn't sound, you know, here's a compliment to those things. It's like when it still sounds like the original song that you know.
Right.
A lot of times you hear it like, sounds totally different, right? But it still sounds like the actual song. Just with more stuff
happening. Yeah.
You can turn around and like, you know, if you have the head tracking headphones.
I hate those. I did. You know what happened? So I was on Caleb's channel. If you guys didn't know,
I think it was Michael.
What did Michael say?
He says Pink Floyd.
Oh yes, Dark Side of the Moon just got released. That's supposed to be awesome. I still haven't heard it because I want to get it on disc. Let's see.
So
yeah.
Are they still talking? What are they saying? That movie was terrible. I've never seen that movie, by the way, the one you just showed.
Oh, the all right. If you're watching Digital Trends, you'll see this guy. That's me. Look at that red shirt. I think it was taken at the same. No. This was during the day. But anyway, I'm on the Digital Trends channel. Caleb was interviewing me about Atmos and how Apple Music is ruining Dolby Atmos music because they're incentivizing people to have Atmos mixes, which means they're just gonna have a flood of crap come through. But why did I bring that up? Oh, I was just talking to him about there's no standardization in Atmos. It's just a Wild West of sorts. And you can say Atmos, but in that movie, The Rebel Moon, it was like, maybe I'll get something in the, and then the weird part was it was always the front right height. I was like, what's going on? Is something wrong with my system? So I put on the 5.1.4 call out on the spatial toolkit and I listened to it. And obviously none of the ear level speakers fired, but all the heights fired normally. And so, So it was like, not only was there little Atmos, but whatever Atmos was there was kind of heavily weighted toward the front height right for some reason. What is going on? So, yeah, and
So what are these people talking about, though, when they say, oh, it has great Atmos? What do you think that they mean?
I think that it just sounds good. It's got a lot of LFE. I think that's probably what these people are talking about in the Facebook groups. Like, okay, it's just LFE. Anybody can, toss it, they do a good job of LFE and making it sound immersive without actually having a whole lot of Atmos going on, but there's a lot of missed opportunities. This guy trying to ride this bird creature. I think it's kind of like a griffin or something like that. And then it takes off and you hear something in the heights. Just whoosh, that's it. That's like happened so fast. I was like, what? Is that it? So yeah. Oh look, they need to come out with an Atmos third-party gold standard stamp like THX. Maybe a
special group approved.
SG, yeah.
SG approved. Yeah. What else? Oh, dude, I just watched an old movie last
night. Oh yeah,
I watched Step Brothers. I've never watched that movie.
So with Will Ferrell and.
I've just never watched the movie. I'm like, man, I hear people talking about like certain lines from this movie and I've never watched it. So yeah. And that's the type of movie. I don't care what the soundtrack and like the effects. I'm just watching for comedic value.
Yeah, no, totally.
Snoots
asks a follow-up question. In these Facebook groups, are there people with dedicated systems mostly? Because anyone with a soundbar has a vastly different definition of what Atmos is. It's in the Dolby Atmos home theater, Dolby Atmos users. I don't know what the stupid thing is called. But yeah, And yes, Paul, the Atmos should be relevant to the scene, right? And then, what did I say about the crappiest movie ever that had great Atmos? Jupiter Ascending, right? Crab movie, great Atmos, right? Because
that's what it takes.
It's spaceships, man. It's spaceships flying around, So that's really cool. So I figured, hey, this has spaceships. This Rebel Moon has spaceships, and they're flying around. And I'm like, man, even when they're landing the spaceship, and there's like all this dust being flown up onto the sides, and then the people on the ground are like doing this. I could have sworn there should have been some Atmos there. No,
some stuff flying at you, kind of like
just like more atmospheric stuff, but not even that. Not even that. So,
you know what's interesting is it's not that hard to just make some reflections and reverb in the high channels, at least. Like, whatever they're doing, send it to me. I'll run it through my thing. Kind of like I have my own kind of version of like an Oro up mixer. I think it sounds really awesome, actually. Right? Just give me 7.1 and I'll use my setup here. It'll up mix stuff to the height channels independently and then spit it out. And that's it. Like, that doesn't seem very hard to do.
No, I mean, all I had to do was find some matching rain sounds and thunder just for that like one scene. And it didn't take that much time. It took me like 30 minutes, you know. AA says, is this discussion because of Elon's latest Nintendo quality video? Oh, he's kind of.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, yeah. It's basically about deadlines. Like, they should get rid of deadlines.
Mm.
You know, he said, you know, understandably, you know, for a movie release that's going to the big screen, yes, you have to have deadlines. But for, you know, straight to streaming, yeah. Do they need a deadline or can they work on it a little bit better?
Or budgets, maybe just budgets.
Budget and timing. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we've talked about that before plenty of times.
Oh, man. So,
but yeah, so it's kind of like, there we go.
So let me talk about this real quick. I have, I kind of got dragged into the audio science forum. So somebody here, PhD, posted our video.
Me.
And you, and me, and then like the discussion here, right? So I had to respond because this guy summarized, and he says, basically, you know, he tried to summarize it and he tagged Dr. Floyd Toole and Dr. Toole said, no, that's not correct. But I like had to go in and say like, the summary right here is not correct. This is not what we're doing.
Yeah.
Right. So went in here, kind of corrected some folks on what we're actually doing. And this has been going on. Look at how many. We're at page 9. So damn. I wake up. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because I talked to you. I was like, are you done?
I'm just in here answering questions.
Getting into arguments over the phone. And
no,
then,
I'm not arguing with anybody. I'm not. There's no argument. It's just explaining, right?
I get it.
Just explaining, like this is what we're doing. And it's so funny because like I think people are just having a tough time understanding like why it works, why is it that if I take the main listening position measurement and if I make that fit the target curve, how does that flatten the near field response? Like, I don't know, just try it. Get a U mic, get REW, try it for yourself and see what it does. That's it. You don't have to believe me, just try it, see what happens. So anyway,
Yeah. There's going to be interesting stuff happening, you guys, with all this Atmos mixing, remixing, creation station. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited. It's a new year. We got to do new things. Maybe I can do a home theater tour. I don't know. Or maybe not. I don't know. Oh, speaking of home, did you see that video I posted about that 97-inch, like $30,000 TV?
No. Okay. Oh, no, I did. But yeah. What about it?
Brandon is actually installing a TV, like another big one in a different TV this time, in Orange County, like on Wednesday. So I'm going to go do that. Yeah. I like it. It's a lot of fun.
It's nearby.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll stop by and say what's up.
Yeah, maybe.
Hold it down for a second. I got to blow my nose. What's happening here? Don't tell me.
Too much booger sugar last night.
What? Booger sugar? Nah, that's, I don't roll with it. I don't do that. No, I'm not judging anybody who does. I'm just saying I don't. Hold it down for a second. I got to blow my nose.
Okay. I'll check out what's going on over here. What are you guys saying? Rewatched the Planet of the Apes trilogy in 7.1 mix, a mix to Neural X. Very nice height effects. Kevin says, this year I'll start collecting 4K Blu-rays, getting my system together, currently using Dolly speakers. All right. Yes. We said the K word today. I haven't said it yet. But it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. What do you guys think of that big 115-inch TV out of China? Oh, Snoots and Wendell, you guys are on the same train here. I have not seen it. From Linus Tech Tips. Let's see. YouTube, Linus Tech Tips. Oh, wow.
I'm back.
Insane 115-inch TV. By Mr. Linus. Linus Tech Tips. All right. I mean, it looks pretty huge. 180 zones of is that local dimming? Yep. Oh no, 20,000 dimming zones. Are you kidding me, bro? That's a lot. It's a lot of zones, man. It's a lot of zones. There's probably a lot of tech that goes into a TV. SDR is nuts on this thing. Really? I don't know, Linus. I don't know. Lossless 4K, 144 hertz gaming. Oh, wow. 144 hertz. That's impressive.
He has a dead pixel. Is that what it says? Weighs 215 pounds.
Yeah. He has a dead pixel. Yeah, it's a lot of zones.
Send it back.
Yeah. Toasted to all the New Year's U.S. time zones. Yay. Yeah, that's right. It is the first of the year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
My first New Year back in Los Angeles. Exciting. Exciting.
Yes, I have water now.
$12,000, but it's only available in China. Yeah, yeah, Kevin, that's a great point. Are most homes able to accommodate that? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. That would replace my 120-inch projector if I fit it downstairs. Yep, can't purchase the TV in the United States. I mean, it's one of those things where it's just like, do you, like, I can barely fit it. Maybe I can fit a 77 here. I'm looking at the 65. 80 would be too large. 85 would be too large. You get to 115. That's just massive. The warranty is void since they did the install themselves. Oh, here.
Yeah.
Theo talking about the Atmos mix. I think the bad mix is due to the studio not giving the audio designer enough time to do the work.
Plus cut
costs. Yeah.
Well, you know, the way I have it set up right now in my DAW, it wouldn't take any extra effort to add reflections, at least in the height channels. You know, if you want to go in there and actually start putting specific objects, yeah, that's going to take more time to do. I don't know that it's going to take that much more time.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like that immersive thing, right? The rain scene in John Wick, the first one, at the cemetery. That sounds great. I could hear the rain hitting the top of the umbrella as if I was standing under the umbrella there with my good buddy Keanu, you know? So yeah, it's kind of one of those things, man. Like, yeah, if they have the time and the budget, you know, they could do it. It's just, you know, they don't care. You know, studios don't care. Why would they care about home theater enthusiasts? They just don't. You know, they got to make it sound good on everything. And that's essentially what I said, you know, in the interview on Digital Trends. If you haven't seen it, go see it. You know,
do you think most people won't know the difference? Do you think if you have a soundbar, do you think you'll even notice a difference whether they're doing some cool stuff with the up firing speakers that they have? Maybe not.
I don't know. You know, I'm thinking about getting an Atmos soundbar though, for the room downstairs.
Oh,
right, because we got a 55-inch TV. Oh, this TV could be going down there once the 77 comes in. And it was a nice flat roof. You know, it's not like vault here. So, does anybody in the chat know of a good soundbar, Atmos soundbar?
That you know what I think that would sound good in that room, like a little extra, maybe the Sonos stuff. Sonos Arc, Sonos, I think the Beam that has up firing now, maybe the new version of it. But the Arc, you know, I mean, they sound pretty decent. The thing I like about those is they actually have some pretty good tonality. And that's something I don't know about. I don't know about the other ones. I've heard a lot of good things about the Samsung one too, the Q something something. I don't hear you. Are you talking? Oh, my thing's messed up. Hold on a second.
Oh, it's me. I'm the one that's... I was muted. Hello?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
I had I thought the problem was on my end.
Hold on. I think I had to clear my throat and I muted it myself and I didn't. I wonder how long it's been like that. Oh, no. I just talked about a soundbar. Here, how about this one here? Let me pull this one up on the screen. Oh, this one's
Q990C. All right. Samsung.
How do you guys like this one? It's got rear height rears with heights.
Who makes that one?
This is an LG.
No. I've reviewed something similar to those.
Samsung.
Stay away.
Q990C.
Because at least Samsung is owned. They own Harman, so they get some of those. Some of the Harman vibes, you know what I mean? It makes some pretty decent sounding stuff, I think. I haven't tried it though.
$1,400. You guys weren't joking.
But the Sonos Arc, dude, I'm telling you, like, the, you know what might even be better there is what are those ones? They kind of have like a weird shape to them.
Weird shape.
Sonos, you can use them as up firing. They have up firing speakers in them, and you could put four of them. Let's see. They look like a weird shape.
Oh, like this thing is like round?
No, that's the Arc. There's something else. Keep going. No.
Maybe I
haven't reviewed it. I saw Caleb talking about it on Digital Trends.
Okay.
I mean, I'll look for it.
The wireless Dolby Atmos. It's $899 just for the bar?
Yeah.
And then the sub.
That thing actually has some pretty decent bass.
This with the sub,
that thing. You can you can get four of those, and then they actually have some. I think they have up firing on them.
Interesting.
But yeah, if you wanted to do like a simple setup with, you know, just having to plug in the power, no speaker cables. Yeah, I like the way they sound.
Okay. All right. So Sonos Arc. Era 300, yeah, that's right. Era 300.
Yeah.
Oh, the Samsung gets a good rating. Maybe I'll get the Samsung. We'll see.
Yeah.
Mother's snap.
Interesting, though. Like, if you want to do some testing with our stuff, right, we always say you got to test it on different things. We test it on headphones. We test it on, like, a small studio setup. We test it in the theater. You know, I test it on these laptop speakers. I test it on my phone. So we've got to test it on soundbar.
Yeah. Why do we need this much ease of use for an audio reviewer? Which is a reason to go soundbar or space. Why not deploy a budget system? Yeah, it's not.
I think it's interesting to have different systems, you know, to see what somebody else is experiencing.
Exactly. Like, then we'll know, you know, for sure. Marv says he's cutting my ceiling for two additional Atmos. Oh, don't want to do that. Don't want to do that wrong. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm very curious if you can get at least a decent Atmos imaging after running through your disc using the soundbar. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, that's kind of like the idea, you know. I don't have a Atmos mixing music studio anymore because I'm not in that house, but you know, so I'm you know, my setup is right over here, 5.1.4. So when I make something here on my laptop, I'm just using headphones, and then I'll bounce it out real quick, stick it into the Revolution player, and then check it out and be like, oh, okay, wasn't half bad. It's an extra step, but you know, it's doable for now.
Yeah. So people are wondering why. Yeah. Look, we could always put a nice system. I think we have enough speakers and access to speakers to put a nice system everywhere. But sometimes, like, there is a matter of convenience.
There's a use case, I think, for everything, right? I mean, they wouldn't have these products if there was no use case. Yeah. And, you know, if it's for my mom's bedroom, then what if she doesn't need, you know, a booming system.
Yeah.
You know, cars drive by with the booming systems, right? She doesn't need a booming system. She just needs to be able to hear.
I'm interested in trying all that stuff, you know?
Your channel will probably grow 10 times for just soundbar reviews. More of an audience for soundbars. Yeah, this is definitely true.
I think if we, we get that new space, we'll be able to do a lot of testing with a lot of different stuff. Mm-hmm. And just give people a good idea of like what to expect, you know, if you're moving from a soundbar to a upgraded system, or, you know, the opposite way, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Most people are doing two channel.
Yeah. What else? What else we got? I don't have too much for you guys. We jumped in here kind of like last minute. I was driving and I'm like, oh, it's Monday. I got here like 5 minutes before.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. And I keep sneezing. Ugh. What? Look, we have some questions here. Maybe we can knock out some questions real quick.
The TV. Hi, guys. I have Dolby-enabled speakers bounce from the ceiling in my Denon receiver under distance setting. Should I calculate from the speaker to the ceiling, or from the speaker to the ceiling, or to the listening position?
So I don't know about your Denon, but mine has an option when you go into the delays. So you do your normal thing and it calculates the distance from that speaker to you, right? But in the distance setting, it actually, when you're using an upfiring speaker, there's another option that tells you what's the different distance between that speaker and the ceiling. So you're supposed to put that in manually. And I think if Jeremy were here, he says mess with the delays and maybe even add a little bit more delay to the height speaker. But yeah, you should have that option. Let me know if you don't. What else? Is that it?
That's it.
What other questions you guys got? Anything?
I mean, I was just thinking about it. So going back to this, I was going through these sounds and I just started making some stuff up and put something together and I sent it to Joe and he just started cracking up because there's all these random sounds just kind of put together. There's a lady screaming off in the distance. Some
it's like church bells. Like he was messing around, right? Just trying to see what you could do with some of the sound effects and what you could make. And church bells. And then you hear like some kind of gunshot and like birds flying. And then a car crash. But like it's like late. And then she goes, ah. Like, why so late? Why is the car hit? Ah. I don't understand.
I don't know
if it was her who hit the person or
yeah,
if she's the person who got hit. I don't know what's going on.
So Joe was like, you gotta think about the scene first before, you know, kind of making it. what is that? YouTube said no, only USD. Oh, what's up, FOMO from Tokyo. Man, I got
I'm jealous.
That's right. Go over to Roppongi.
That's I want to be a lawyer.
Shibuya. Shibuya. So I was thinking about Joe just doing what we thought about doing a while back, and that's just redoing the Dolby demos.
Oh, redoing the actual Dolby demos?
Yeah.
That would actually be kind of...
That would be easier. You don't have to think of a scene.
I could do the maze demo easy.
Yeah. I think the Leaf one would be good. You know, the other one... On the 2018 disc, when it says Atmos off and on, it has it on the screen, mm-hmm. right? And it goes, it's weird. It goes from two channel to then all speakers on. So it's kind of like, it's just trying to show you like drastic differences. But, you know, I'd redo that. So it's like ear level. It's kind of like the Oro 3D. It's like the height channels will be removed in 3, 2, 1, and then you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, right. And then
with the height and on and off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other part of the Oro. So imagine like a combination of the Dolby Atmos demo disc and the Oro 3D demo disc. So we can actually hear what's happening. Like the other one was like all the speakers are working, and then it says ear level speakers will shut off in 3, 2, 1. Mm-hmm. And then you can hear what's happening in the high channels by themselves. So like, I think that's, you know,
can I share the getaway one?
I don't really care.
I don't really care. How long were you working on that?
It took me a long time to just find sounds. Like, dude, the gunshot sound. Oh my goodness. Have you looked in the gunshot folder?
There's a lot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Dude, so many. And then there was one for bass, and it's the same one, but for bass. So I stuck that in the LFE. So I get a nice little rumble in the LFE.
Mm.
And then I have
the audio. Remember? Look at the lady scream, though. The lady scream gets me.
Yeah, we hear it. Yeah, I hear it.
What is it? Why did she scream so late? He had time to honk first. I can't hear you. Are you muted?
Oh. So the person that got shot was driving the car, right? And so the car crashed and
okay.
then plumped over onto the horn. And then that's why the lady's screaming because she's,
Oh, because she saw it. I thought somebody got... See, I got a... All right. I get it.
And then the door opens, and looking at all the objects run around was kind of so. I have the gunshot go from front left to front right.
Okay.
And then the birds are in the front right, and they scatter and then go up and behind you, like they're flying away.
This is what I meant. That we should make another version. You know, we have the toolkit. Maybe make a demo disc where we create these scenes, but without any visuals, right? Like, it has to be really good to be able to explain and paint a picture, tell a story with just sounds, right? It's easy if you just show it, right? You can just show it. You can kind of do all that stuff, and it'll you kind of get the idea. But to try to do it with just sounds is pretty tough.
Yeah, it's tough. So. And then this person's running from the car. So the car is on the right? So the car slams onto the right. And the door opens. It's a little bit off center, and then there's they're running from the center channel
to like loud feet. Though they got loud feet,
like footsteps running on gravel on pavement. You know, I'm like, oh, this sounds like somebody's got high heels on, and then they go to the right over the shoulder.
Okay.
I have them go up the stairs. They run up the stairs, and then they open another door up there.
So that's what that was. Okay.
And so it's all in the high channel. So it goes up to the high channel in the back, and then in the middle, she gets in to the house, because this is when you find out it's a girl. That's kind of like that.
Dude, that was a lot. Like, that's a lot more information than what I got.
Yeah, and then she starts panting because she's like, and then I have her walking. It's like she's above you, like walking around, like somebody's walking around catching the breath. And then
dude, that's too hard. Because, dude, I couldn't even tell if it was her who did the scream.
Right.
Like, who's the scream?
Well, the car crashes over here in the front right, and the scream comes from the left, from the surround left.
Okay.
Did you watch it in Atmos? Come on, man.
I love you, bro. I just didn't understand what was coming from where and who was. Too many people.
Oh, man, it was funny. I'm like, nobody's going to understand any of this. But
anyway, so we're working on stuff just for fun for you guys. Mm-hmm. What else? Any other questions? Any other questions here? Some stuff that you really want us to answer? Not gonna hop in the after show and hang out with the rest of the folks, part of the Daily Hi-Fi crew. So if you want to be part of that, crew.dailyhi-fi.com, and you can become a member, and it supports our channel. And we have merch over here and an audio only version of the podcast at anchor.fm/dailyhi-fi. That's pretty much it. But what other questions before we go? Anything?
Oh, this one.
Oh, go ahead.
Planning on selling my X1700H by the 3800H. Set up with 4 high channels and do Oro 3D upmixing. Valid idea? Yeah. I mean, you don't need to do Oro 3D unmixing. You know, use it when it's Oro 3 is like skipping leg day. Okay, Paul, just because your Yamaha doesn't have Oro 3D. Oh, speaking of which, Paul, I went and grabbed the Yamaha. So, that's right. I was going to ask you. People have been asking for Magic Beans.
Dates.
Not dates. Well, yeah, that. But like, if I can do a different kind of export instead of using Multi QX.
Let's try it. What do you want to try? You want to try the Yamaha next?
Do you want to do the YPOW?
Yeah. Or- I still want to hear a comparison between Magic Beans and Odyssey, just straight Odyssey.
That's what I got to do next.
After that, we can try a Yamaha one and see.
Mm-hmm. Marv, I think it can.
So the plan is that you'll buy a license and you'll have access to all the platforms, right? So you have access to it, so you can use it on PC, Mac, iOS, or Android, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to purchase the app. Like, the apps will be free in the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
Just need the license to be able to use it.
Yeah.
So. Pricing.
Going back to dude's question real quick. Kevin's question. This thing is only $1,100 right now. The 3800H.
Wow.
That's pretty.
That's a good deal.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Still, it's not cheap. You can't say it's cheap, but it's still
good deal.
I paid $1,500 for my original. What is it? I think it was something 4,000.
4,800. No,
4,100 W. I think it was
4,100 W. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah, the 3,800 was retailing at $1,600. I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that was $1,500 for the 4,100 W. It does way less than that. Right. So yes, this
Amazon has it for $1,158 and Best Buy has it for $1,699. So I would check out the Amazon one. Is this refurb? Is this a refurb or something? No, it's not. No,
that's
not.
A good deal.
That's 32% off. Yeah.
So if Muscle Mo, if they win this lawsuit, they're going to all the AVRs going to go on sale or what? It'll be like, we don't need them anymore.
So,
sell everything. I don't know.
Debbie's saying, waiting on your video for Arvolution. I understand that it's the same chipset. Want to get your opinion on their app. I mean, I'll let it slip right now. It worked. Past tense.
Oh.
For like a couple of days.
Wow.
The app. The machine works. But I haven't been able to use the app. So I did an internal drive. 20 terabyte. And I can go into Explorer and use the file system and get do that. But like,
yeah.
The app, every time I go into it and click a movie, it's like, please connect this drive. I'm like, dude, it's in there. What do you mean? Yeah. And I'll go out to the Explorer, you know, and then I can fire up the exact same movie and it plays it. Yeah. But in the app, it's like, it's disconnected. It's like, reconnect the drive. I'm like,
sounds like it needs an update.
Yeah, I might need an update. So I've been holding off on that video, even though I sent Joe the I did a quick unboxing with like a couple of cameras. Now yeah. Look pretty cool.
Dude, Marv got the deal of the century. $500 for the X6500H.
Damn. That's a great deal.
Yeah, excellent. That's pretty much it, man. I mean, hope I'm not getting sick. My kids are sick, so.
Uh-oh.
They got me. My goal was to not get sick.
Oh, did you get the Rona? No. Piper Boy said, I got the 3800H and Emotiva A3 powering my R700s. Oh, the Polk Audios. Why does my Cinema 50 sound so much better than my 3800? Could be the distortion. That H-dam.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it was a used deal. Okay, got it. Major used deal. Yeah, no, for sure. I'm glad this channel is not an infomercial for K-scape.
Why yeah. Is that what's happening on other channels? I swear to you, I don't. Is that what the deal is? I've heard people say that.
Ike and Don, I saw them. Thursday last week or something like that, and they were talking about it, and I was just like, all right guys, this is enough about Kaleidoscape. Don says he doesn't want his viewership to go down or the algorithm is going to punish him. Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah,
well, there's something for everybody, right? Yep. That's a good thing. If you like if you want to know more about Kaleidoscape, I guess there's other channels that are talking about it. We don't have it, so yeah, there's something for everyone.
Debbie, thank you so much for becoming a YouTube member. Yep. It was a support group. That's what it was. I'm like, this is, looks sounds like the Kaleidoscape support group. Yeah, exactly. But thank you. Piperboy, you guys do really good reviews. Have you thought about reviewing the R700s? Which one did you have?
I have the R200s.
Oh, the two. Oh, yeah, you had the bookshelves. Michael got the 600. The 700.
I've heard the 700s though. I went to an event where they were showing those. They sound good. They sound really good. I like those speakers. That whole series I liked.
Yeah.
I wish they would have done something like the L800s.
Ooh.
With the SDA, if they could just bring that down one level down, I'm down for that. I'm down, like, dude, those sound, they sound like really good. That,
you know, SDA does something. Ron from New Record Day, he said that that's a fun speaker, and I think that's pretty accurate because there's certain times when it's just like I feel like the room has headphones, like I'm in the room. And I have there's a giant pair of headphones.
Yeah, you are.
You know, I had the dude play some like, what's the name of the song? Oh, I can't remember. Odessa, something from Odessa, right? And it does this from right to left. And you hear that like clear as day on headphones and on those L800s. But like, you know, in a normal room, you don't hear the band as much because it's, you know. Because of the room, because of the crosstalk, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are I would say that's a fun speaker because it's like the room's got headphones. It was awesome. I was just like, oh dude, I can hear everything. We got a date about, do you have a date about beans?
I'm shooting for this month. We're getting really close. We're still having, like, every day there's an update, something to fix. And we have a small team of private beta testers right now who are, you know, I pick people who I know are going to test stuff, right? Because some people just want to use it once and say, oh, wow, my system sounds good. These guys are dedicated, and they're recalibrating their systems almost every day. You know, we post an update. They try it, and they have to recalibrate every single day. So, you know, I appreciate those guys for doing that. Mm-hmm. They're doing it for everybody else, right?
Yeah.
So the issues are with them. Yeah. And so hopefully when it gets to the public release, you guys don't have to deal with any of those issues. That's the idea.
Yeah. So, and that's why, like, you know, I asked in my last video, what do you guys want to see? So I have the R-Cam. Excuse me. So that'll be a, oh, damn. Did I leave the remote in that up there? Oh, I can probably find an R-Cam remote. I'll just borrow it from Tim. So R-Cam, so that'll be what they use Direct Live in that one. So R-Cam and then the Yamaha, that's YPOW. So I'm going to do Magic Beans video on exporting to all these different things. And you said, Joe, that since I've done the measurements, I don't need to remeasure with Magic Beans again, right?
You just export to a new format.
So. Okay, that's all. All right, so the video is going to be a lot shorter. Thank goodness. All right, Electron Ash has the question. Let's see. I wanted to ask about the whole on-wall versus in-ceiling thing again, but it's complex, LOL. Because in theory, if you have in-ceiling speakers that are closer to the MLP versus on-walls, wouldn't setting the delay account for that? Talking mainly about when speakers are pan or sounds are pan from speaker to speaker. So the main thing with heights is the elevation from the ear level bed speakers. Obsessive Compulsive Audiophile on YouTube would probably do a lot of testing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some of his stuff. He can, you can let him know. He can reach out to me. I'm easy to find.
Yeah. He likes to adjust speaker delays to the nearest sample using REW, mainly a bit too OCD. It's produced why, pal? That's right. It's like, why? Why and where's the pal? It looks like I can't get the R-Cam remote from Tim. Okay. Well, Electron Ash, you know, I'm sure you've heard us talk about it before. You know, when you have the height channels closer to the MLP, now you don't have, like, if you look at the rectangle of, like, the Dolby Atmos render or anything that's tucked into the corners, those sounds are going to be closer to you as opposed to being where they should be in theory. Like the helicopter, you got a helicopter on screen. Helicopter takes off, right? That sound should stay anchored to the screen. So if you have those speakers above the height channels above your front, left, and right, you're going to hear that properly as it is in the, you know, how it would normally be. And then if you have the, you know, Atmos spec of in-ceilings closer to the MLP, that sound is now traveling up and towards you into the room. And there's only so much, like, delay settings that, you know, an AVR can compensate for the fact that the speaker's just in the wrong area, right?
Yeah. Wrong. I mean, you got to think about imaging between two speakers, right? So when you want to image, they have to be a certain distance apart, right? If you put the speakers too far apart, then it loses its ability to image, right? There's just too much distance between them. You have less leeway when you start going upward, right? So that's why, you know, the Oro 3D guys say 30 degrees and beyond that, it starts to break significantly. So if you want an image somewhere between your front speaker and the height speaker, can't go that much higher, maybe 45, maybe. But once you start getting real high up there, then it becomes, your ear gets drawn to the speaker that's closer to you, right? So it'll immediately go from something that's over the front and immediately go directly to the top. But that's, you know, some people want to hear more from the height speakers. That's one way is to put them closer to you. But we can do that experiment too, right, Chana?
Yeah, of course.
We'll set that up for the new year. We'll do some height speakers in the front and rear, and then we can do ones where they're really like right above you. And, you know, some people have recommendations for different angles. We can try all the different ones and see and do a binaural demo. And
you guys can see hear for yourself which one sounds better and make a decision that way instead of just saying, oh, well, this guy says this and these guys say that and blah, blah.
You guys decide. It doesn't matter. Like if I find out that the placing it above me is better, okay, cool. Great. Let's just put them there then.
Easy.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think with the invention of my speaker stick, we now have the opportunity to just move the speakers around. You got that big, big box of cable, right? That's the other thing.
Oh yeah, we got you. I got you.
I need a lot of cable. I mean, I could put six height channels in here with the speaker sticks, but then I'd have to redo my main listening position. I don't know. But Chris, the object is placed by all speakers, correct? This is not correct, Chris. Once the object hits 100% height, then it is no longer placed by any speaker. But it is literally, it has to be 100%. If it's 98, it's going to be imaged with all whatever speakers are available or close to it. Right? That's just the way it is.
Just think about 50% is what's the most important, though. If you do 50%, it should be halfway between two speakers, right?
Right.
Where will that image? Think about it. Just a simple thing. If you image it halfway, where will that image lie? If you have a speaker really high up here, well, your ability to image from here to a speaker that's in front of you is going to be very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Our ears are on the sides, so we can hear this very well. But hearing this way is very tough. Like, there's only a certain amount before it breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the issue. So other people would argue that, but we'll have to do some testing and see for ourselves. And we could be wrong. We'll have to wait and see. I don't think we're going to be wrong, but we'll see.
I don't mind being wrong. That's easy. You just got to be a man. You got to sack up.
Be a man. Do the right thing.
It's just that most studio like Atmos setups I've seen have the height speakers closer together near the ceiling.
So I think they have to be approved too.
What's up?
I think a lot of them they have to be approved by Dolby if they want the stamp of approval.
Yeah.
And if they're not going based on their spec, and they're not going to give you that stamp, but they may have some other reasons why they need to recommend that.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, have you seen some of these studio setups? Where's the main listening position? At the front. Like, right at the front stage is their main listening position, because that's where they are.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, the rears are behind them, angled in, and then the surround backs are on the back wall. So, like, there's a ton of, like, weird setup. The Atmos mixing room number one at Sweetwater Studios, they had the desk in the middle of the room, the mixer's desk in the middle of the room. So it kind of like reminded me of, well, how I had my setup. And it's almost looking like the, you know, you're that person in the head in the middle, the Dolby Atmos renderer.
That's kind of how I'm right here in the middle. I can draw a circle around all the speakers, kind of, right?
Kind of.
Yeah. I just have to back up slightly.
Yeah. You're the front one. I have too many questions for live chat. Before cutting my ceiling, try different
degrees
of ceiling speakers. 40 degrees was best for me. Look at that. I want a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Some studio setups are weird with the sides around directly to the sides. But then they are usually set up for one mixing engineer. There is a what is AFAIK?
As far as I know.
Oh, there is a reason for having the side surround slightly further back from the main city. And that's to avoid the other people's heads. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Blocking the sound. Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a real thing to consider, right? If you have a high seat back, you know, it kind of makes sense to try to get it
over.
Get the sound to you.
Yeah.
All real things. All real things. That's what you said in the video.
Who?
Remember in the video for the Arendelle speakers?
Oh, yeah.
Reading all real things.
All real things, yeah. Or is it the fiber or the HDF? Magnetic grills, all real things.
All real things.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All true things. All true things. All
true things, yeah.
There it is. All right, let's hop into the after show. I want to hang out with the guys.
So, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Remember to join the Daily Hi-Fi crew. Go to crew.dailyhifi.com. And then you have access to the video chat that Joe and I are going to jump in right meow.
Yeah, we share all of our stuff that's not shared on here. We have, you know, I'm showing these guys, oh, this is what my what I did for Christmas. You know, like, just we're just hanging.
I just hang.
We know each other.
Yep. That's it. So, yeah, go crew.dailyhifi.com. Make sure to pick up some merch, shop.dailyhifi.com. Listen to the audio-only version of the podcast at anchor.fm/dailyhifi. And, yeah, that's about it. So, Happy New Year, everybody. It is 2024 is going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling.
For sure. For sure.
My spidey senses are tingling. We got a lot of cool stuff in the works for you guys. A lot of cool stuff that Joe and I are going to get up and running. And, man, I can't wait. I can't. All right. All right.
And I wish the best for you guys, too. Hopefully you guys have a great new year. You know, hope everything that you wish for, you know, of course, you got to work. You got to work. But I hope you get everything that you want in life.
That's right.
I'm going to get it. Get everything I want.
Get mine.
Because I'll pull all-nighters. I'm going to get what I need, what I want, what I deserve.
Actually, the only thing you're not getting is sleep.
I could use a little bit of luck, right? So luck is a big thing. So I'm going to try my best and hopefully, you know, get a little bit of luck too. So,
all right, everybody. Yeah. Have a good one. Well, next week, I won't be there.
Okay.
I'll be in Vegas for CES. So just so you know.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Have a good one.
We'll see you. See ya. Bye.